This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In this generation of selfie sticks and face filters, does anyone remember a time where we used real props and backgrounds when taking photos? Well, today we talked to a company that celebrates the old school ways of the photo booth in a truly modern manner. Tag Booth Photo Booth is a photo booth company providing professional photo booth picture packages for corporate events and brand marketing purposes, as well as more personal events like weddings and birthdays. They say a picture is worth a thousand words, after all. I'm Christine Wong, and today I'm talking to Chai Kim Hao and Samantha Kwe Yen Zhen, co-founders of Tag Booth Photo Booth, to take a snapshot of the photo booth business, with all its positives and negatives. So the concept, right, of the photo booth has been an on-and-off trend for quite a while. What made you guys want to pursue a photo booth business?
Actually, the photo booth business is not really on-and-off. Maybe a decade last time, the photo booth is place in a shopping mall or some department store for the passport photo shooting purpose. But then in this generation, the photo booth is already turned to something that still going on in the market.
Right, okay. Anything to add, Samantha?
Yeah, I think for Malaysia, right, for the past, 4 to 5 years, the photo booth industry is growing quite well. Even now, it's getting popular right now.
Why do you think photo booths are popular?
I think it's because photo booth is a very good icebreaker where you can just imagine you have a wedding and your guests just normally when the guests attend a wedding, you just mingle around. And then when you meet a friend, you just say hi and be a chit chat. But with the photo booth, they can come over and take picture and have fun together. And also after they get the print out, they'll say it's kind of fun. It's an awesome dog gift, I would say.
Right. So basically you can be social and then you get a souvenir for that,
yes,
as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's really great. Leading on from that, because photo booths, as you guys have said, have been around for a while, right? But not in the kind of sense that you guys do. But what sets Tag Booth apart from other forms of photo booths, like those Purikura, like photo booths and all? Like, what is it about Tag Booth that is unique?
I think photo booth is quite flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very customizable. If let's say we running a photo booth for a campaign, for a corporate campaign, and then we have to understand their needs. Let's say they are having they want to create awareness, then we have to think up with some idea that how photo booth incorporate with their objective. So basically for photo booth, you can do a lot of stuff. So for example, like social media shout out. It's not only just a photo print out.
Right, okay.
Tag Booth Photo Booth is formed by a few photographer-based crews, so that we got a basic skill of photography. This is one of the points that set us apart from the other photo booth service that only using the photo box machine. So because we are all photographers, so we know how to shoot the best photo for the guests.
So as you guys said, you have a background in photography already. What were your previous positions and what was the transition like from those jobs to running your own company?
Okay, before this, after I graduated from my high school, I'm working at the executive in a company. Mm-hmm. And then I start my life as a freelance photographer. Okay, because I like photography. I think that's one of my hobby and I try to do what I love to do. Okay, and then since I saw the opportunity in the photo booth industry, then why not we just start this business and we can do what we like to do also?
I was a media planner before, and then so when Kim told me with this idea, I found it very fresh and I can see there's a huge potential in this market. So that's why I decided to join the team.
Why did you guys go for the name Tag Booth?
Before we name this, I think we discussed a lot of different names, but then I choose to name it as Tag Booth. One of the reasons is because of the culture of social media, because nowadays, social media, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, and people like to take photo and after that, upload to internet and tag their friend. So this photo tag their friend, that photo also tag their friend. So tag, and then become Tag Booth. Okay.
Right, yeah. So it kind of encourages sharing, right? Where I think in traditional photo booths, you just get the little printout and there's not a lot past that. And you can't really copy it with the same amount of quality. Whereas, as you've said, Nowadays with social media, you can tag people and share your memories and share those photos with them. So I think that's really interesting that you've decided to use that as your branding, because it's all about communication and all about sharing.
Yeah.
So based off that, who would you say is your main audience, and has that changed over the years? If so, how?
When we just start up, our target audience is those people who age about 20 to 35, because Photobooth is suitable for those youngster a bit lah, and they can have fun during this age lah. But then after these 2 years, the Photobooth market is become a more matured already. So the target audience, the range is more big, from teenagers to mid-age people having a wedding, they also want to have photo booth ready. So the target audience is become more bigger now.
Yeah, I think the elders is more excited than the youngster nowadays. When they get the printout, like, they were like, whoa, I got this picture. Because it's for them, photo printout is kind of like precious stuff for them.
So from what I understand, you guys don't just focus on having photo booth machines with the timers and the cameras and stuff. You guys actually have an on-site crew as well. So how many of you are actually in your team, in your company?
In our team, actually, we got a 9 person now, from 2 person to a 9 person team, and also some part-timers crew.
Since you hire a lot of part-time people to help to run the business, how do you ensure that there is a constant and consistent supply of part-timers?
Actually, we will not hire the part-time like a strangers. Most of the part-time will start from our friend, because when we lack of part-timers, we lack of crews, we will ask our friend first. So they are all our friends lah. After that, we will provide training to them first before go to the event. And we also have pre-briefing lah.
Yeah, and you have to make sure like every team, we have a team leader, and just to make sure the flow going well.
Right, so kind of moving on from the people who are in the company to what you guys provide. So according to your website, you have 7 types of photo booth services. So which service is the most popular? Can you walk us through all the services you provide?
Actually, major, we have 2 types. There's a general photo booth that using the photographer to shoot for them, and also the photo box machine. These are the 2 most famous ones. And also we have some other services like Instagram printing, green screen photo booth, UV light painting, the UV booth, and also the light painting photo booth, and also the GIF booth as well. These are the 7 major photo booths that we providing now. And as I think, the photographer photo booth and the photo box one is the 2 most common one now.
How did you come up with the ideas for these services? Because, you know, like I've never heard of like the UV photo booth and all that stuff. Like, how did you come up with that?
Actually, for the light painting and the UV photo booth, this one is because of when we learn photography, actually we did learn something like light painting also. So I surveyed the market. Nobody do something like this. So as I say, I am a photographer before, so why not I apply the skill that I learned before to my industry, to my photo booth? Therefore, there is a light painting photo booth now. And the response is quite good also from our guests.
I think in Malaysia, for UV booth and light painting, is quite exclusive in Malaysia. So I personally recommend light painting booth because they are not only just standard and pose, but they can like join the process, but do the lighting effect themselves and create the whole picture.
And the picture is very unique because everybody will do a different lighting effect.
Yeah, they can even do the the wording and the picture they want.
So with your light photography service, it's very customizable. So people will walk away with a very special and very unique print as well.
Yeah.
How about you, Kim? Which is your personal favorite out of all your services that you provide?
I think light painting also.
Yeah?
This light painting service is my favorite also.
Mm. That kind of,
it's quite special.
Yeah, the kind of like long exposure stuff. Like you don't really see that unless, you know, there are people who really know how to use
it.
They
come with surprise.
Yeah. So that's really great. Now, another question that, I mean, I'm personally very curious about this because I've seen your website, I've seen your blog, and you guys have really gorgeous aesthetics and really everything looks really pretty, and you have lots of props and backgrounds and stuff. So how do you actually provide those props and backgrounds for your photo booths? Like, are they bought from somewhere, or do you guys have a design department, or, you know, how do you guys go about that?
yeah, we do have a creative team. And I think when we're starting the photo booth, we come up with some general accepted ready-made backdrop. But when we go further, we found out we actually requested for other kind of backdrop as well. So we are actually custom-made for them.
That's incredible. That must take so much time and effort as well, too.
And have to do some survey also. Like last month, we post some selection of backdrop on our Facebook to let our fans to choose which is their preferable favorite backdrop that they hope to see in our selection. So based on that, we do the new backdrop for them.
Yeah. So would you guys say that your company generally, it works the best on those customer responses? Like you guys will kind of see what your customers want and you are very focused on catering to very specific needs and specific wants. Would you say that? That's correct?
Yes. Yes. We are quite flexible and we try to fulfill our clients' need.
So, all right. You guys have been running your company for 2 years now, since March 2015. Yeah. Great. What would you say is the most unforgettable experience, good or bad, that you faced in the past 2 years?
I think the unforgettable moment is during that time we started up. After 1 month, then Sam actually temporarily leave us and go to work in another company. So left me alone. So after that, she only came back. So during the time that I work alone, there is a very unforgettable, because I have to do all the thing by myself. I have to do the props, I have to do the backdrop, and I have to answer the call and the social media all by myself. So there is a very quite tough to pass that moment. But then after that, after she came back, everything become good.
So that was more at the beginning of your company's kind of career, right?
Yeah, the startup moment.
Right, I see.
I think for me, it would be the first time that I go for event, because it's like it's a two event in a day. It's a back-to-back event. So, yeah. So actually, I was inexperienced that time, so it's pretty nervous. But end up, it's luckily it's
run smooth.
And then it's the experience is quite amazing, because when you see them take the print out, they are pretty excited, and I found out it's quite a meaningful job.
To be honest, a business where you provide people with memories, right, to take back, and when you can customize that to exactly what they want and what makes them feel great, you know, and what they'll cherish for presumably a very long time. I think that's really special.
It's like capturing the moment for them.
Yeah. So that's really sweet. And that's actually really incredible. Right, when we come back, Kim and Samantha will discuss a little bit more about Tag Booth's events and how they ensure picture-perfect results. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Bureaucratic failures multiply. BFM 89.9.
I'm Christine Wong, and today I'm talking to Chai Kim Hao and Samantha Kwe Yen Chen, co-founders of Tag Booth Photo Booth. We were just discussing how many people are there in the team and how they run their photo booth company, but now I want to focus a little bit more on what they do. So you guys run events, like you say, for weddings, birthdays, corporate events, all that stuff. What is the highest number of events that you run in a day, especially during, is there a peak season?
Yeah, right. Okay, normally the peak season is about year end, like September to December, because a lot of annual dinner and
Wedding.
So, if last year, our records, I think, is about
10 student per day.
Last year, our peak is about 8, I think. But then this year, we just break the record of 10.
Wow, 10 events in a day. Yeah. How long do your events usually go on for, roughly?
Normally, it's about half day. So some is about 3 hours and some is 5 hours. Yeah. So we don't have so many teams. But then luckily, those events is about morning and night. So it's different shift. So the team have to rush to 2 events. So we can cater for 10 events in totals.
Wow, you guys must have a really dedicated team to be able to come together and trust each other as well, right?
Yeah, really thanks that they're willing to put the effort to
help
make this happen.
I can't believe you guys ran more events in a day than you actually do have members of staff. That's actually kind of incredible. Yeah. Because you guys only have 9 members of your team, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you can't even put 1 member per event. You have to double up a bit.
Yeah, because we also have our part-time team leader out there to help us out.
Yeah. We got a lot of crews, lah, so they were willing to help us also, and they wouldn't say tired or what. And some is back-to-back event. This, like Saturday already, 2 event, morning and night, and then Sunday continue another event. So this is really hardworking, lah.
Yeah, wow, that's really impressive. So how do you decide, if you guys run 10 events in a day, and those are all really big events, how do you actually decide on the pricing of your various packages, and how do you...
Actually, our pricing is... I would say that it's considered medium range pricing in the market, and...
Yeah, generally, we are doing unlimited print, so the pricing is based on hours. Let's say 2 hours unlimited print, 3 hours unlimited print. It's actually based on what kind of event they have.
So, in a way, you kind of... the way that you organize your pricing is, first of all, through market research and seeing what the other people in your field, what the other companies in your field are pricing, and then,
the hours, I guess, the duration.
Yeah, balancing that with the duration and the quality, I suppose, of your own product as well. Yeah.
And I think that our price mesh our quality so that we set our pricing this range.
I mean, speaking of which, it really seems like Tag Booth focuses on the quality of the photos taken quite a lot. I think that... on your website, it really shows that you guys are very focused on making sure that those photos are very, very good quality. So how do you actually look out for and guarantee this level of quality consistently?
Yeah, before go to event, actually, we got pre-briefing for every event. We do this every week.
Yeah, to make sure the upcoming event runs smoothly. Like, after the event, we even have a discussion to discuss about...
It's a post-mortem. So, we'll QC all the photo, and we also doing the touch-up on the photo itself. So, to make sure it will become perfect before we hand it to our client.
So you guys have a lot of on-site crew, and you have a lot of part-time workers as well to help out with your business. And you guys are a service business. That's essentially what that's the industry that you are in. And a really important element of any service business is the service. So is there anything apart from the training that you use to ensure your on-site crews provide great service?
I think the key is communication. So when they reach the at the location, they have to communicate with the our client, like where to set up and what, so to avoid any miscommunications.
During the event, we also asking our crew to be more friendly, and the patient is really important, because there will be a lot of people surrounding you and asking for, I want my photo. But there is a queue, so we have to answer them. Okay, so... patiently and pass them their photo.
Yeah, I think the interaction is the most important. Yeah, to the guest, to the client. So, because our motive, I mean, the objective is very, it's very simple. It's just make everyone happy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's definitely fair enough. And I think communication is really, really important, especially in a business that is in the service industry. However, I mean, on the flip side, pretty much every business at some point will encounter a complaint. So can you guys walk us through how you deal with complaints and criticism?
I remember last year I got a client that it's not really complaint, but the feedback. I'm glad that she called me to tell me the feedback that their guests tell her that they not really like the photo because of one reason, because they don't like the composition of the photo taking, like full body and half body. But then during the event, actually, we cannot to satisfy everybody. Anyway, this complaint, we talked on phone about 1.5 hours, if not mistaken. And what I learned is it's okay. We have to communicate more. Okay, we already try to communicate, but we need to keep on communicate with everybody so that we can avoid the complaints and misunderstanding. Actually, the client, she's quite happy with our service, just giving us the feedback that some people, they want a special angle. So she let us know that we can try to improve in this part.
Yeah, I suppose it's always good to take complaints, not only as, you know, what they are as complaints, but also as constructive advice as well, so that you don't repeat those in the future. Or perhaps, again, like you didn't know that there was an angle that people wanted their photos taken at.
Yeah, because everybody, they like different angles. Some they want you to shoot from high and some they want you to shoot from down.
I mean, I know I personally have a very specific selfie angle that I need. Otherwise, I look like a potato and I don't want to look like a potato and so, it's all good. So
now we request our photographer to more communicate with those clients.
So all in all, it was a very important learning experience to have someone be able to provide that kind of negative feedback. Well, not negative, but, you know,
it's good to have some complaints and criticism also so that we can improve. After every event, we actually ask our client for their feedback and reviews. If they are happy to post on our Facebook, then it's good also. No matter it's a good or bad review, we will accept it also so that we can improve.
And I think also it's important for, especially since you guys are so focused on communication, to not hide, right, the bad reviews. And even though you guys sometimes would get bad reviews, it's not through the fault of anything. It's like you have to show people that you are working hard to address those issues as well at the same time. But I also noticed that you guys run a blog in conjunction with your website.
Yeah.
What made you decide to include a blog?
There's actually a part of our marketing strategy. So because website is a part of the very important key to get more leads to our sales. So the blog will increase the SEO for our website. There's a few event that is quite special, then we'll record it down in our blog and so that people can refer to it as a sample also.
We'll talk a little bit more about your business in Johor in a while, but focusing a bit more on the marketing first, how else do you guys promote Tech Booth? Because I also noticed that recently Tech Booth organized a Facebook contest to reach more customers. So what did you learn from that? How might you approach that in the future?
The campaign is actually in conjunction with Valentine's Day. So we decide to give away the photo booth to those lovebirds also. This is not only a campaign that we want people to share their love story, and also we want them to have a photo booth during their wedding. So,
as a reward, we'll give them a free photo booth service. And this contest is, we need them to upload their photo and also their story. And then they have to share it to their friend and ask their friend to like the photo.
And during this contest, we actually received a lot of the entry of this contest, and we saw a lot of the love story, and some is quite touching as well.
So recently, you guys have also expanded your business to Johor. You guys are based in Kuala Lumpur at the moment, but you guys have now expanded it. So why specifically Johor?
The target is actually KL, JB and Penang. These three is a three main place of the event in Malaysia. So most of the event held in these three place. And then we choose JB as our target. The market in JB is not yet matured. So this is one of the reasons that why we go there also. It's challenging because it's not yet matured, but then it's also a chance for us to build the market there.
So what are some of the difficulties that you have faced in Johor compared to Kuala Lumpur?
The target audience is totally different with the KL one. We try to use the same strategy in KL to reduplicate in the JB there, but then the result is totally different. For the first month, we did not receive any inquiry, and all the marketing fee is, I think it's considered as a totally wasted because no result at all. And so we try to change a few times of the target audience, and then we also change the content. Like what I said before is we change to Chinese, and then we start to see the result there. So for this part, we try this one of the challenging part because we totally don't know what is the culture there and what they like. And also the people there is not really know about photo booth. So when we want to promote to them photo booth services, first we have to educate them what is photo booth first. So this is a bit more challenging compared to KL because KL is already mature.
What are some of the challenges that you guys have faced during an event, and how did you overcome that to make sure the event runs smoothly?
Yeah, I think the most challenging part would be the...
technical issue.
Technical issue, yes,
I think this is the most challenging part, like, because a technical issue, we cannot avoid this. So sometimes at the beginning time, we did face some problem like the printer breakdown or the camera is not working, some sort of this...
This issue. So we always have a backup team. Yeah, whenever it happens, just call and ask for help. Yeah, okay.
That's a really good idea too, especially in your line of work where you have a lot of technical equipment, like with the cameras and lights and that kind of thing as well, to have a backup just in case something goes wrong.
Another thing is about the weather, because some event is set up outdoor. So this is also one of the problems. Sometimes the weather is too bad, too hot, or raining heavily, then this is will bring us some problems also.
So how do you guys get around the issue of the weather?
We try to request a canopy, because sometimes they don't know we'll face this problem. So we must tell them first, okay, we must under the canopy or it must be a covered area so that we won't be affected by the weather. One time we do the event under the canopy, and it's like a storm there, and the canopy is almost fly away. There's a really, really, really dangerous.
Oh, wow. That must have been quite dramatic for you guys to deal with that.
Yeah,
as well.
Everybody in the canopy is holding the canopies.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. But in the end, the event, I'm assuming, went okay.
Yeah, and the photobooth have to temporarily pause because due to these weather problems, definitely have to stop already.
Yeah, you definitely don't think about health and safety issues running a photobooth company, I guess. But
it's more important.
Yeah,
and also the electricity shutdown, right? Okay, during the event, and then
it's a wedding dinner, actually.
It's a wedding dinner, yeah. So, poor couple, because the electricity shutdown. So we have no choice because our equipment is required to have electricity. So, we have no idea, but have to
wait. We can only wait for the electricity.
So you guys had to kind of postpone the wedding dinner a little bit just so that you had to wait for the electricity to come back on. Must have been... But apart from that, were the clients happy with the end result in the end?
Yeah, I think so. So far...
We try to make them happy, because this is something that we don't want it to happen.
Unexpected.
So although we cannot print the photo, but we still help them to take photo. So continue our duty first.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a very great way of dealing with that with that problem when, all your equipment is unusable, essentially.
Yeah. The camera is still functioning.
Yeah, fair enough.
Need the camera.
Fair enough. So, if there was anything that you could redo or change in your past years of experience, what would it be and why?
I think I will invest more in the photo box machine because slowly we see the market. This is a part of the... This is considered quite popular also. And when we start up, we actually only using the photographer. So if want to redo, then maybe we'll start both together.
Right, that's great. So... what are your goals for the near future? Obviously, you were saying that you were aiming to be in Kuala Lumpur, JB, and Penang, right? So, do you have a specific plan?
Yeah, in our plan 2018, maybe we'll go to Penang or either Sabah, Sarawak. These three places as our next stop. And if possible, we'll try to make our branch everywhere in Malaysia so that everybody can have photo booth, have fun without paying extra. Outstation charge. Yeah. This is our aim.
I think we share the same goal as well. Become the top photo booth in Malaysia.
Wow, that's a really, really great goal to have. And we really wish you luck with that endeavor as well.
Thank you
so much to Chai Kim Hao and Samantha Kui Yen-Chen for being on our show today and illuminating the photo booth business for us. I've been speaking to Chai Kim Hao and Samantha Kui Yen-Chen, co-founders of Tag Booth Photo Booth. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.